Monday morning. It was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Monday morning, 9:30. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio from Ballinger Publishing. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. How
Good
you doing
morning.
This morning? Oh, it's beautiful out there, isn't
what
it?
What a beautiful day.
Cold, though. A little chilly this morning.
Yeah, but I understand that it's going to warm up a little. Oh, this afternoon should be just, well, Chamber of Commerce weather, as my friend Todd Thompson says.
Mm-hmm, exactly, yeah. So this weekend, amazing weather this weekend. We had a little bit of wind and looked like it was going to storm last night, but it never did. But what did you get into this weekend?
Well, Saturday, I went to the ball game for a little while. It was Jim Reeves bobblehead day. And I'd come to know Jim fairly well over the years. He's been a good friend. But more importantly, he's been a great friend of Council on Aging. Mm. He's contributed, well, financially, but he's also, as I said at the ballpark, been a great sport and appeared in the Perfectly Aged calendar, I think twice, in a state of undress.
Oh, okay. All right.
To show that he's perfectly aged.
Right.
And so I wasn't able to stay for the whole thing, but we did the presentation, and as there were lots of other nonprofits that Jim has helped. Jim has really made a difference in this community. Mm. He's made a difference in the lives of so many people. And so after that, I ran to the symphony. It was the last night of the symphonies, the last show of the year.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very energetic.
Yeah,
I think
energetic.
I think Peter needed to cool down after he was he got his workout.
Yeah, he gets into it, man.
He means
business. All right. Well, you know, we're in full swing in festival season, and as many people know, like me, I have my wedding anniversary in April. It seems like whenever I get on Facebook, happy anniversary. All my friends seem like they got married in April. It's a very popular month for weddings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And which is a good segue into the latest Pensacola magazine.
Yes.
The weddings edition. Mm-hmm. And you see the happy couple on the front cover, our winners for this year. And if you turn to page, I think it's page 12. Page 13, excuse me. There is a little bio of Lindsay and Ben. I think it's pronounced Ishii.
Ishii, yeah.
Ishii,
okay.
Yes. Their wedding day. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, they're a very happy couple. And took a great, I think that's a great cover photo.
Yes, always.
Just really
photos.
Shows the sheer joy of the,
yes.
Of, well, the best day of bride and bridegroom's life.
Mm-hmm.
Up to this point.
Up to that point, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Many more to come.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful dress. He's wearing a very classic-looking white tuxedo.
Yeah,
with black trousers, which is, you know, changing it up a little bit. But yeah, great photos. Cute little poodle too. That's great. This is the new edition of Pensacola Magazine. Go to BallingerPublishing.com, not Malcolm Ballinger Publishing, but BallingerPublishing.com and check that out. You can check all these out. And if you're running around downtown, grab a downtown crowd or this new weddings edition.
And if you turn the page, 14, there is a bio of the first runner-up and second runner-up.
Yeah. Very nice.
Both. Something that I think I noticed amongst the photos, and there is on the next page, page 16, 17, mm-hmm. the wedding photos that were entered. And I think the thing that struck me about it is that they are very, I'm going to say, classic weddings, classic dress.
Yes.
I don't know if that's quite the right word, but you get these trends sometimes from year to year. But this year, it seems to be back to a classically beautiful wedding dress and a suit or tux for the bridegroom.
Mm-hmm. And there's two photos in particular where they're holding some very colorful floral bouquets there, and they're just gorgeous. Whoever did the flowers, let's see, they said who they used here. That was the Supposey venue and flowers that did those. And wow, yeah, amazing. Beautiful. So, yeah, check out the weddings edition of the Pensacola Magazine. You can go to PensacolaMagazine.com or BallingerPublishing.com. All these photos look great. How hard was it to pick a winner?
Very difficult.
Yeah, I bet.
It's, frankly, a process I don't get involved in. Editorial staff and sales staff, everybody seems to have an input. And then they usually narrow it down to two or three. And there's often some difference of opinion. And so they'll say, Malcolm, what do you think? Not that my opinion counts. You understand?
Right.
I want to leave it entirely to them. And I say, well, of the three, they're all great, but I think this one for this particular reason. And I have to tell you that of the three, I suggested the winner because I thought it was, again, it shows the sheer, particularly on the bride's face, the sheer joy of the day. I wish I could think of a better expression. I mean, it just sort of encapsulates, the whole event.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful photos. Everybody that submitted did a great job. Like you said, it is very classy looking, very, very traditional, but beautiful.
Yeah, I really think that it's rather like naming your children. You know, they have to live with it forever. So sometimes you shouldn't choose the in names of the day because in 20 or 30 years, people think it's strange. And I think the same is true with the wedding. I remember a few years ago that the fad was to dip the wedding dress, was to jump in the pool or into the ocean in the wedding dress.
Mm.
Thank goodness that one died out.
Right.
Only lasted maybe a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to think that those brides after a few years think, well, I wish my wedding dress wasn't all messed
right.
up.
Right, yeah. Because I'm hoping that one day my wife will put on that lovely wedding dress again and maybe we'll, I don't know, maybe we'll go through that ceremony a second time just to have some fun.
I mean, my wife's wedding dress is actually still in a box.
Mine too, yeah.
She certainly, I can't fit into the suit I wore when I got married. Mm. But it's just great to, I think it's a great memory.
Yeah, yeah. And you definitely don't want to have any barnacles or, you know, sand all over the dress.
Or some creepy crawly sea creature.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those little white crabs that hang out on Pensacola Beach. And this episode, I always do that. This edition is not just about the winners and their wedding. It also has some great articles in here. You can get wedding dress trends, talking about that. Also the culinary side of your wedding, picking the perfect wedding venue.
Most important.
Yes, and the venue.
To choose the right wedding venue. And there is information on, I'd say, all of the local venues that are worthy of being reviewed.
Yes.
Is that a good way to put it?
That is, yes. Mm. Man, all of these pictures are just amazing. Pretty in Peach is a great section.
Yeah.
Just showing all the color designs and the trends going on here. But picking a great venue. Wow, we have lots of venues here in Pensacola. Looks like the Supposey did a great job. I've had friends that have been married out at the farms, the Sowell Farms. course, you got the Yacht Club. I mean, there's tons and tons of great venues, a lot of them right on the water. You can't go wrong. Me and my wife just opted for a little beach spot right in front of Portofino, right across the street. And it was really lovely. It really was.
If you go to page 17, I think that illustrates what I was talking about a few moments ago with wedding dresses, wedding dress trends.
Yes.
They are very, maybe classic or classical is the wrong expression. They are traditional is maybe a better way to put it.
Yes.
They are more traditional, elegant.
Not as many veils. Of course, I don't know for these photographs, maybe they didn't drag the veil out, but I don't see as many veils as
usual. I don't think brides use veils so much anymore.
Not a whole lot, no.
No, I think that's a tradition. And that's okay.
Yeah. There's one photo I'm gonna call you guys out if you're listening. Ashley Sherrill and Justin Wilson. She had to get those boots in that photo because those are some rocking boots. They're like I can't zoom in because I'm looking at the actual magazine print article of it. But those are some awesome boots. I've never seen boots like that at a wedding. That is great. So kind of changing it up a little bit, adding a little flair there. So yeah, congratulations, you guys. All these couples just look so happy. This is great. We're talking about the Pensacola Magazine Weddings Edition 2024. Go to PensacolaMagazine.com. All kinds of great information in there and wonderful photos of some of our local couples that just tied the knot. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. We will be right back after this. If you have any questions or comments, you want to know what's going on in our world in Pensacola this week and this weekend, let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Pensacola Habitat for Humanity invites all executives and business leaders to join Executive Build 2024. Be a part of a unique construction build site experience while empowering your business and investing in our local community. This is your chance to show compassion and support within your community or organization. Roll up your sleeves with other Escambia and Santa Rosa County leaders for Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Executive Build on April 26th. Reserve your spot. See PensacolaHabitat.org/ExecBuild for more information.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Relaxing classical music this morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. In here this morning with Malcolm Ballinger. Go to BallingerPublishing.com. Check out the latest edition of Pensacola Magazine, the Weddings Edition. Go to PensacolaMagazine.com to see that. Lots of great pictures. We were talking on the break about how some of these other little cool, fascinating little articles we have in here, something I never would have come up with on my own, these little wedding party proposals.
Yeah.
Fun ways to pop the question. I wish I would have had something like that. I think mine was very unromantic. I was just like, so you want to get married?
You didn't, excuse me, you didn't get down on one knee and do the traditional thing.
No, I didn't actually. No, oh. It was just kind of shame understood.
On you.
Yeah, I know.
Shame on you.
Yeah. We were just, I think as we met each other and it was just kind of, I don't know, it was just already there. I don't know. It was like we had been together forever, so. One of those things. Oh, everybody says.
I tell you what I think is a neat idea, bottom of page 21, mm-hmm. is the scratch-off cards.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves a good scratch-off.
Yes. Yeah. You can invite your groomsman, best man, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Have them custom made, and who knows, maybe put a couple of $5 bills there and scratch off.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
Yeah,
throw that's in to, a, that's to pay for your time.
Yeah, throw in a Florida lottery card behind
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah. But yes, little scratch off cards where when you scratch it off, it'll reveal the message like, will you be my groomsman? Mm. Will you be my bridesmaid? Things like that. Yeah. They have custom fortune cookies, which I think is always fun.
I'm not at all sure I like the engraved sunglasses. I don't think I would want people wearing sunglasses in my wedding.
Well, if it's on the beach, yeah, maybe not in the photos, but no. Yeah. But if it's on the beach, that'd be a cool little favor. I've noticed this trend at, I watch a lot of Four Weddings on television, mm-hmm. These bars that people have, you know, the buffets and food bars, instead of, you know, plates.
Oh, the charcuterie.
Yeah, boards, yeah. I'm all about that because it seems like whenever I watch these shows, these competition shows with their wedding, and there's a preset plate, you can either get fish or chicken or beef or whatever. It seems like it's never that great, but when they have the buffets and everybody's just kind of, you know, charcuterie style and the potato bars and things like that, man, that's where it's at.
And I imagine it's not near as expensive, too.
Probably not, no.
And then, of course, there are people that need a special vegetarian,
right,
vegan mm-hmm. plate. That sort of eliminates all of that. They just graze on whatever's good.
Right, yeah. It would be great to have, like, a seafood bar. Of course, a lot of people don't eat seafood. So, But I would love to have crab legs at my wedding. Just have everybody covered in crab.
I don't think that's too practical.
No, no. But we had a very, wasn't very formal. You know, everybody mm-hmm. just kind of, you know, got together on the beach. And then we went to Hemingway's, which was there at the time, and had a delicious dinner right there as the sun set. It was amazing. So,
I don't know how much I can remember of my wedding because it was 53 years ago. Back in those days, of course, you did everything in the traditional way.
Right.
Married in church. Mm-hmm. You had the limousine take you to the reception. Yeah. Had a reception at local hotel. And threw the bouquet over your shoulder, the bride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the traditional things.
Right.
And it was a set plate. Mm-hmm. And then I remember we had open bar. Boy, that check hurt.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes. I think we all have relatives that take great advantage of an open bar.
Exactly. Yes.
But it's, well, I was going to say once a lifetime, mm-hmm. mostly. Sometimes it's two or three times. But certainly the first time is once in a lifetime.
Right.
And so you don't want to be chintzy about the check.
Just I think what we did, they had some great signature drinks at the restaurant when we had my wedding reception. So we got everybody the meal and one signature drink. And then if they wanted to continue partaking of the beverages after that, then they could, you know, open a tab. But Yeah.
But that's probably a good way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We got you your first one and then it's up to you.
Yes.
Yeah. So, go by and pick up the new edition of Pensacola Magazine, the Weddings Edition 2024, PensacolaMagazine.com, also BallingerPublishing.com. You can see all the great publications brought to you by Ballinger Publishing. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio this morning. Lots of great festivals coming up. We've had Crawfish Fest and Earth Day, and all of that is now behind us, and now we're looking forward to the Gulf Coast Culture Fest. And, oh my gosh, so much stuff coming up. So we'll be talking about it. If you have any questions or comments, let us know before we run out of time. 437-1620. We're going to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Spring into action, make your way to Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meat up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup. From wild game, Wagyu tomahawk steaks, ribs, chicken, to quarter-pound colossal hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and lots more. At Costello's, you'll get the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies. Don't forget to pick up your favorite wine at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, 8190 West Fairfield Drive. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Ah, man, I'm enjoying the classical music this morning. It is just, it's one of those mornings. It's beautiful out there. It's News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable, Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. That was Massenet. I've got to remember there's always an
it's
A.
It's from Thais, but it's the meditation.
Wow. Yes, you are exactly right.
Yes. How did I know? I got lucky.
I can't stump you, man. You know this stuff.
Massenet is one of my favorite composers, actually. So I have a little bit of knowledge there.
Oh, yeah. And I want to learn from you because the more I hear of classical music, I don't know if it's just the stage of my life I'm in, but it really connects with me.
That is a beautiful, relaxing, soothing. Mm-hmm. Just lie back with the headphones on and listen to that.
Yes. Enjoy a charcuterie board and a glass of wine and listen to some Massenet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're already out of time. That's how it goes.
BallingerPublishing.com, PensacolaMagazine.com, DowntownCrowd.com.
Yes. Check out the Weddings Edition 2024 for Pensacola Magazine, PensacolaMagazine.com. Malcolm, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yep.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.